bound for South Australia, 4th to the 10th of September, 1836. The first 6 weeks after the first ship arrived at Kangaroo Island were marred by labour disputes and strikes. Samuel Stevens, the colonial manager, was at his wit's end. "I cannot and will not endure this state of things. It shall be mended by some means or other." With the assistance of Captain Martin, he managed to negotiate, and within a couple of days he recorded in his diary, "The hands went to work this morning in good style under their respective officers." Colonel Light was keen to get on with his survey work as well, and took his party to the mainland. This is how he recorded his first impressions of what is now called Rapid Bay. "I went on shore and was enchanted with the appearance of the whole. A fine stream of fresh water ran through the middle of the valley into the sea, and the soil was rich beyond expectation. My hopes were now raised to a pitch I cannot describe." Towards the end of the week, the Cygnet also arrived at Kangaroo Island with 100 people on board. Quite a large community of people was now living in the temporary settlement on Kangaroo Island. Meanwhile, the Africaine was still in the Atlantic Ocean, bound for South Australia. Mary Thomas recorded an on-board berth in her diary.
"A new passenger made his appearance in the form of a male infant. The child was born amidst the roaring of the wind, the splashing of the waters, and the incessant rocking of the ship, and was afterwards named James Africaine, in memory of his having been born on that vessel."
Not such a happy week though for Margaret Clark, a servant of Robert Goodges, also on the Africaine. His diary recalls, "Margaret Clark is again in disgrace. Yesterday she bit her fellow servant's arm so as to cause the blood to flow. I sent her to the captain and requested him to use his discretion about the punishment to be inflicted. Finding Clark altogether to blame, he ordered the steward to cut off her hair from one side of her head, which was immediately done. It is our intention to leave her at the Cape under the protection of the Committee of the Children's Friend Society, in exchange for another girl, if one could be procured.